You might wonder why, in the middle of this Christmas time, we have this multiplication of the loaves. Well, one simple reason is, without the incarnation, there'd be no Eucharist. We wouldn't have this physical contact with God, which is here in this Eucharist. What we have here in this text is the Lord, it's a prophetic gesture indicating how the Lord was going to take care of his people until the end of time, going to feed them on his own body and blood until the end of time. And so this is a gospel about that. There are some things we can look at in the time we have. First, they were like sheep without a shepherd. You see the necessity for shepherds? I mean, these people are lost. And he began to teach them. That was going to be the remedy. Teach them. Give them the truth. Now, it's very interesting. At this point, Matthew says, and he began to heal them, which is very interesting. And Luke has, he began to teach and heal them. You know, if you get one of those synopses, you know, you can see those things right away. So healing is teaching, and teaching is healing. And the Lord provides them and us with both. And so his disciples came and said, hey, you know, Jesus, we got all these people, and better let him go home. And look at the challenge. Give them some food yourselves. We don't have anything. That's the point. I can give you whatever you need to feed the people. And so, and the Lord has been doing that for over two millennia now, making sure. Chrysostom says, as they broke the bread and had more and more, they felt the power of God in their hands. That's the way he describes this. Huh? So, he said, let them sit down in groups on the green grass. Green grass, because it's near Passover. The spring is already there. And so they sit down in the green grass. In Mark, they sit in little garden plots, is the kind of the Greek word here, in groups of 50 or 100, very well organized. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he prayed. And then, he said the blessing. He blessed them. You see, I think it's Eucharistia. Broke the loaves. Now, this would have been a good place to translate. The word is artos. Just translated, broke the bread. The Greek word artos means bread and loaf. And this whole section of the Gospel of Mark is called the bread section, because every incident concerns artos, one way or the other. This prophecy, you see, it gives these people food, but it also feeds their spirit. Who is this Jesus, you see? And he divided the two fish. They all ate, were satisfied. Then they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of, and the word in Greek is klasmata. Now that you can well imagine, see, the fathers of the church, very sensitive to the divine overtones of these, the klasmata, the fragments, as well, certainly some of the fathers, I can't remember now whether they're all. This is an allusion to the teaching of the church, which is held in baskets and given out century after century until the Lord comes back. It's broken bread. That's why preaching is called breaking the bread. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments of what was left over, those in the closet on top. And then those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. So there are 10,000 people there. Did everybody bring his wife? But out of these 5 loaves, Jesus fed this crowd of over 5,000 people as a miracle. It's the miracle that replaces the manna. They're in a deserted place. They're not out in Sinai or someplace, but they're. And this miracle, our Lord is saying, I'm the new Moses. From now on, I feed you. There'll be no more manna coming from heaven. I feed you. And I'll feed you until the end of the world. And so that's what this beautiful text is about. And that's why it's a Christmas gospel. A, if he didn't have flesh, he couldn't turn the bread into his flesh and feed us. We wouldn't have this contact with him, which is so precious. So that's why on this Tuesday we have this of Epiphany time, we have this gospel about the multiplication of the loaves. Amen. Let's stand and pray.